long to track the carbon footprint.
That is really hard to do over a weekend. That's something that's like a project for like a year, because you're talking about people making a lot of calls, working out deals. But once that's done, it'd be super easy and super great. But in terms of like just targeting startup weekend, what do you think could be done that can be done in that time period that would be useful? Or do you think it's more like the sort of thing where instead of trying to program something right now, you might just kind of describe the product to try to sell something? I just want to get an idea of what you're looking to do this weekend.
I think the key is for you that the company has a real big interest in making this work. They want to track their carbon footprint.
My pitch was about the high-tech lingerie.
Lingerie,
right.
Smart underwear?
Smart, or...
Basically, her pitch was underwear that would be able to... There would be a message sent to the computer saying, oh, your piece of clothing has been removed.
Is it a security system, like someone has opened your bra?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. It's like chastity belts.
Yes.
If you go out with a hacker, then he can hack your system. He can hack your bra.
It's kind of that, or to make some simple puzzle, something like that. If you want to make a support system, this was the funny stuff. Support operation center, yes. I hope that some really venture capitalists will pick up this idea, because I need some people. You could not develop any product, high-tech product here, right?
You could develop a logic for it, and you have something you could build into a patentable system. I mean, you don't need to have the hardware right there, and even then you could start specifying things out, like, it's an Arduino or something like that.
So I could just have the business model. I know how to distribute it.
It's a niche market.
Yes, it's a niche market. You could distribute. Yes, it's a niche market.
There's a joke in there someplace.
Yes. Sure. It started like that.
Oh, it's Danielle's pitch, and
we're
just discussing the monetization potentials for a call initiation system. From what I understand from Danielle, the idea would be to provide a simple link that can be shared over Twitter or some other medium, which, when clicked, initiates a call between the two parties.
Exactly.
In other words, the system will call both parties and connect the call.
Correct.
Yes, exactly. That's how that works.
Using Twitter.
Using Twitter with OAuth and Twilio's API for voice. Okay, OAuth, OAuth, Twilio, TWILIO.com.
I think this project is on at the moment. There's discussion whether to combine tweet to call with the speed dating group, but it could be that they create one group with two products, or it could be that they become two groups with two products. So that's still in discussion.
Where are they?
They're going home. It's like the stuff that I do is more product management, user experience,
have a user experience person. Yeah. You should come by in the morning.
I'll come by and see what the situation is. How about this? I'll be a consulting...
Sure. You're an advisor. You're
a consulting strategist.
Yeah, and we might need a little more male perspective to balance out all the females, gender neutral, I don't know.
We'll see.
Diversity within the group. Yay, sorry.
No, continue. I'm just going to record.
He's recording, so kind of a sensitive conversation, so I'd rather not have
it. Oh, yeah, no, that's all right.
See, the laundromat on the web is the idea that you have a startup concept that you create, you finish, and it just starts making you a stream of income. You don't have to maintain it. So that's your laundromat. Your laundromat is something you build a laundromat as washers and dryers, people put money in. And
that's it.
So I was saying that for a startup weekend, you could get through the weekend and finish with a laundromat. That'd be really cool.
Isn't that everybody's idea?
Well, I think some people are trying to create much more than a laundromat. My product idea is enabling people who write short fiction to have a similar social experience than people who do photography have on Flickr. So I am a photographer, and I've had a great experience using Flickr to develop my craft of photography. I mean, it's been the best study I could have ever done as a result. I think you can do the same thing with pictures. I don't think there's any analog to that. Right
now, I think some people are using LiveJournal and some other sites to do the same thing.
Well, we'll have to look at those, and if they do it really well and just like this, then we shouldn't even do it. But I don't think they do, from what I've heard. I'm glad to, part of my goal this weekend is to see if I'm right, that there isn't anything like this.
You could provide self-publishing websites with authoring tools.
But I'm not interested in that. I mean, it sounds neat, but it's a whole different idea. It's more, like, Quikr is not an image editor or a way to help you make images.
It's really distribution.
It's just a socializing of the learning. I mean, I'm not interested in just a repository. So Quikr is two things. It's a repository and a very broad, oh, look at my images. But there's a part of the Quikr experience, which is interest groups and verticals and very specific kind of engagement around quality and themes. So we take that part, which can really be mapped to fiction very well, but very short fiction. So the idea is that I'd like to dabble in fiction. I'm a user. I really am. So I would like to be able to write a 1,000-word piece. It's take about a page and a half. And I'd like to be able to put it into a place where a bunch of people will see it, and not just randomly like my friends, talking about other fiction writers who are doing the same thing.
I cannot wait for Explore on this thing. Like the analogy of Flickr's Explore, where they do a little bit of hand curation of the best, you know, the content that gets the most feedback, the most positive feedback, the most inbound links, stuff people really care about or are interested in. Aggregating that by hand, you know, because it's not that much work to just make, you know, eyeball it, make sure it's okay. And then collecting that on a page, that's the kind of thing people will bookmark and visit every day or put add to their reader. Like, especially if there is a
point that the people who are writing this content, I think they're more interested in, do people read this? Are they interested in
exactly? And why not, or why do they? And then you evolve as a writer.
Are you going to embed pieces of poetry in other websites? Will you have poetry widgets?
You might. I'm not sure it would be an initial focus, because I think with imagery,
it's more natural.
It's a more natural fit, but I'm, you know, you as any social site would want to.
I'm not saying it's a bad idea.
Yeah, no. You'd want to explore every possible.
You know, I think that
you know what? You can also open up the contents of this library with the user's permission to distributors like Amazon, so that is automatically added to their Kindle store and provides a way for the authors to directly monetize. There's no printing involved there, so it's like direct digital.
Yeah, I think it can evolve in a lot of directions.
Creative Commons.
Yeah.
And just throwing this out there, I just built a little experimental proof of concept app using Amazon's product API. It's actually pretty great. And if you could kind of extract the kind of genre or the kind of, you know,
related.
Right. Like, if you enjoyed reading this short piece of fiction, here are some related books from Amazon.
Referral.
Right. It's actually pretty slick.
That idea, a device that when you turn it on, it will prevent little kids from hearing what you're saying.
I gotta go deliver pizza.
You gotta okay.
No, I'll talk to you again.
Yeah.
I don't mean to be negative.
No, you're not.
We want Johnny Radio for social forking.